Ezekiel Ziggy Ansah played soccer in his home country, Ghana, but he yearned to play basketball in the NBA. So he ran track at Brigham Young University, and he'll likely be a first-round pick in the NFL draft. What? I'm joined by Jeff Benedict, who has written about this fascinating multi-sport athlete for Sports Illustrated. Jeff, welcome back to the program.
It's great to be back.
And we're joined by the multi-sport athlete himself, Ziggy Ansah. Welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you very much.
Ziggy, give us a sense of your experience as an athlete while you were in Ghana.
As a little kid, I grew up playing soccer, you know, every single day. When I played soccer on the streets, that's what I did growing up.
You came to the U.S. to attend Brigham Young University. How long after you arrived there did people begin telling you that you should play football?
It took 2 years for people to tell me to try out for football. And that was because I was focused on playing basketball the whole time I was out here.
Of course, it was also partly because you're a pretty big guy.
I guess you could say that.
How big are you these days?
276.6.
Jeff, I assume Ziggy Ansah's story came to your attention once he had begun to make his mark as a football player, but what about that story initially intrigued you?
I didn't know anything about him. I was at the opening game of this season between BYU and Washington State working on a book, and before the game, I was killing time on the field just running my index finger down the BYU roster, and I saw number 47, Ezekiel Ansah from Accra, Ghana. And I've been to Ghana, and I know they don't play football there. And I said to myself, I was just in Ghana, as a matter of fact, 2 summers ago. And so I thought, this maybe he's a kicker because soccer's big there. But then I saw his weight and height, and I thought, there's no way this guy's a kicker. And soon I learned that, you know, this guy had walked on the team 3 years ago not knowing anything about football.
Mm-hmm. Ziggy, before you began devoting yourself to football, you tried to make the Brigham Young basketball team as a walk-on. That didn't work out. But do you still secretly, or perhaps not so secretly, dream of playing in the NBA and maybe dunking on LeBron?
I actually wanted to play side-to-side with LeBron James.
Want to be teammates.
Exactly. But no. I think everything happens for a reason. And one of our games, the basketball coach, I think the trainer was around and he was like, man, aren't you happy that we cut you off the basketball team? And I was like, well, thank you very much for doing that.
We've talked about the transition you made from soccer to basketball to track to football, but what were the most challenging aspects of your relocation to Utah from Ghana?
Utah was a whole different place, you know. I didn't know it was mainly all white people coming out here. I just learned that that there was a lot of people that they just loved you, you know, out of nowhere. And now I'd be walking in the streets and I see this people just like smiling at me. I'm like, what is wrong with you, you know? But it's just the love that I felt out here that, you know, made me stay and just to continue to go to school out here. And it was also because I had recently converted to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So I actually felt at home and I wanted to surround myself with people of the same religion.
I know that you were not fond of snow when you first encountered it. And I guess that means that you'll hope to be drafted by Miami or San Diego rather than Green Bay or Chicago.
I wouldn't want to jinx that, but let's just hope so.
Jeff, rookies usually require time to adjust to the pro game. Do you see Ziggy Ansah as a player who'll make an immediate impact in the NFL?
You know, that's hard for me to say, but I will say this. He has shown a remarkable ability to adapt to a foreign environment, climate, weather, people, culture, food. But he's also done it in sports. I mean, to be able to walk into Division I college football and be able to adapt the way he has, I think is a pretty good predictor of his ability to do that. And I think he'll do that in the NFL.
Jeff Benedict's article, The Next Zig Thing, appears in the December 3rd issue of Sports Illustrated. Jeff, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
And Ziggy Ansah is the subject of that story. He's a member of the Brigham Young football team and projected first-round NFL draft pick. Ziggy, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me here.
family, my family, all of family. Yeah, this hour, my family.